Life with Liz, 1 hour at a time, bringing you lively, witty, and insightful discussion on family life stages, choices, and challenges, as well as current issues and events. All of Liz's discussion is rooted in her life experience as a businesswoman, wife, and mother, having lived and raised her family internationally. Life with Liz, 1 hour at a time. And now your host, Liz Gabert.
On the line, I have Mr. Skip Murphy. This is mine and Skip's Monday morning talk with the Grok, because Skip is co-founder and co-owner of GraniteGrok.com. So welcome, Skip. How are you this fine Monday morning?
Good morning. And yes, I'm doing well.
And yes, you are. I can just tell it in your voice. And this time you didn't say you're going crazy, busy. These days, your head's about to explode. Whatever it is you say, because you've done it twice now. You want to say that just to make you feel better?
Oh, I'm still in that state, but I'm just learning to cope better.
Okay.
Overwhelmed, overloaded, but still exhilarated.
There you go. I love that. I need something like that. That's very good. I'm very positive, and as you are. So thank you for joining me again this morning, Skip. Just a real pleasure. Hey, do you quickly, want to give us a school board update?
Oh, yes. As many people know, lots of parents and other interested people are really upset with school boards and the professional staff that coddle them, or is it the school boards that have been captured by them, have decided that they get to make all the important choices in your child's life, like learning that they are oppressors or they are victims, that only identity counts, or that only their skin color counts, and their academics, not so much. That's not important, even as China is rising as far as STEM education and prowess is concerned. We're getting too confused with all the left identity politics stuff, and the parents are ticked. And I, in 2 weeks, will be telling my Guilford School Board, because of this, you've been served.
Oh.
That paperwork is now in process.
And how are you going to do this? Are you going to go attend another meeting and present them with this? Or what's your plan, Sam?
Exactly that, but with cameras. And yep. And there are more school boards that are going to be getting
yes.
that very pleasant greeting. Because they're not following the law. This is really what it comes down to. Follow the law. Instead, these elected representatives who consider themselves school board members, not representatives of the people, have decided they can do whatever they want, regardless of what state statutes and constitutional norms are. And it's time to cut their legs out from underneath them, as far as this regard is concerned.
Has this, Skip, been done anywhere? I don't think in New Hampshire would be my guess. Is that true? Yet
not yet. But okay. It is going on all over the country, because what we're seeing here is being replicated in just about every single state.
Yeah.
And in fact, one of the things I'm suing about, the hotbed of all this, is Loudoun, Virginia, where the same thing happens. And if your school district has what's called policy JBAB, school board has decided they can lie to you by omission or commission if your child goes transgender while at school. They will hide that from you. And there's a lawsuit going on right now in Loudoun basically saying, how dare you break the law and take our children from us? And I'm doing the same thing, because now I have standing. My grandson will be starting kindergarten, and over my dead body are they going to try to do this to him. And make no mistake, this isn't just a high school thing or even a junior high / middle school thing. They're bringing it all the way down to kindergarten through the elementary grades. The left is making its last march through our educational institution, and it's up to us to stand up and say, out of my cold, dead hands, you'll be able to do this.
Absolutely. Hey, I got one more question regarding this, just out of curiosity. Have you heard of the Choose Love program?
I have. And I think it's a pretty good program.
Okay.
It's certainly better than the awful indoctrination that's going on. But I'll be honest with you, I still think it, in some ways, it's still trying to take away from parents and their responsibility to raise their own children. My deal is that schools should be dealing with academics only. Parents ought to be asking the hard question of, show us 10 years of your NECAP or NEAPS standardized testing scores for all the grades, and tell me, where is the value in my money being spent? Because, you know, as the Cato Institute has shown many times, that the cost of public government education has skyrocketed, but the actual thing that matters, student achievement, has remained flat.
I think it's degraded, but I think on the world stage, not I think, I know, we have degraded. We're not even in the top 10 of developed countries.
Correct.
We are, you know, we rank anywhere, I think right around 40 in terms of math and science. And boy, that's a disgrace. I mean, that's embarrassing. And so for many, many reasons, it's past time for folks, parents, and folks to get engaged here, right?
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that's adding to that is as the schools start to do more ideological type stuff like critical race theory, Black Lives Matter, social
choose love
and emotional learning. No, not that, but social emotional learning, culturally appropriate learning, all the euphemisms around this, the more time they spend on that, the less our kids are learning. And in fact, because of those emphasis on ideologies, districts all over the nation are canceling the programs for the really, really advanced kids.
That's right.
That could do more for the sake of equity. And now parents ought to be learning that equity means lowest common denominator so that nobody gets stigmatized. Well, so much for your kids' education.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Mr. Skip Murphy of Granite Grok. That's Grok with a K. That's G-R-O-K with a K. You can find y'all, can't you? I'm going to do it for you, okay? Granite Grok with a K.com. Or you can do it better if you like, or you can not waste.
Nope. Okay. You're good.
All right. Okay. So moving ahead here, I see, and you're going to correct me here because I just learned about this last week when we were chatting, about I would almost call it a document. So it looks like you have a document going whereby you keep track of public statements made by our New Hampshire Democrat Progressive, because that's what they are referring to themselves pretty much as now. And not just New Hampshire, this would be U.S., this would be across the nation, but the Democrat Progressives, because that's what they are, and that's what they call themselves. They don't want to refer to themselves as Democrat Socialists, because that would get them in a little, you know, that would attract too much attention, but they are Democrat Progressives. Can you real quickly, Mr. Skip, define what Democrat Progressive is. What is that?
All right. Basically, it's if we go back in time to the 1880s when socialism was really taking a hold in Germany, our academics here in America went over there and thought, this is great. We don't need that old constitution. These are much better. And we get to control things and not have to go through that icky voting stuff. And it basically, progressives was just the word du jour. Because they knew that calling themselves socialists, as they did in Germany, was a losing proposition.
Right.
Now, make sure it's not just Democrats. There are progressive Republicans as well. And they basically, the question that should always be asked is, who gets to make the decision? Do you get to make the decision for yourself, or does government make the decision for yourself? And if they, let me roll into one.
Okay.
You wanted me. Yep.
I was going to do it a different way, Skip. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. No, you know what? Because you're my guest and I'm going to be kind, I will let you roll into one. Okay? Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah. New Hampshire State Representative Lee Webb, who happened to be a Democrat, but I've got Republicans listed here
as well. Yes, you do.
The role of government is to legislate behavior. Now, let that sink in. And then compare that with the Declaration of Independence, where our founders said, the purpose of government is to protect our liberties. And then right after that, I've got New Hampshire State Representative Laura Pantelakis, also a Democrat, saying, I don't care about protecting people's liberty. Now, square that circle.
Absolutely. I mean, that's crystal clear, I think. I don't care about protecting people's liberty. This is New Hampshire's. One of our very own New Hampshire state reps who made that comment, right?
Yep. And and when the Democrats held the majority, she was either a vice chair or a chair of one of the standing committees.
Wow. Isn't that something? Okay. Now let's turn and twist this just a bit. Are you ready?
Sure.
We're going to play a game.
I am.
Okay. All right. Now, I have the list in front of me as well, and folks can find your list on granitegrok.com. What would they search for, though, Skip? Just you by name, or how would they find this?
Go to Granite Grok, and then in the search bar up at the top, mm-hmm. the little magnifying glass,
yep.
the title of the post is called Progressives and the Proper Role of Government. That will be sufficient.
Yep.
But the tagline after that is, and your subservience to it.
I love you, Skip. Oh, my God. Yeah, y'all, both of y'all just have the... Okay, so, okay, here, this is a test. We're going to try it this way. I'm going to make the statement, and you're going to tell me who said it.
Oh, okay. All right, let me get my search bar going here.
No, you can't cheat like that. You cannot cheat.
Do you know how many comments that I, or quotes that I have
okay,
in here?
Okay, let me try one, Skip. It's number one on the dang list, okay?
Oh, okay.
Okay,
yes.
The quote is, these are actual public quotes made by, at this point, we're talking New Hampshire state reps. Government has to protect us from our own stupidity.
Oh, that's easy. Right at the top, as you said, New Hampshire State Representative Chris Roberts, a Democrat. Basically, it says, you're no better than little children.
Yeah.
So, adults, what do you think of that?
How about this one, Skip? I don't try to justify anything by the Constitution. It's not my job, and I don't want to do it.
Yes. New Hampshire State Representative Sandra Keynes, who used to be a Republican, but now is a Democrat. The truth is one out for her. And, you know, the founders wanted the Constitution to be treasured and protected by everybody. And in fact, here in New Hampshire, you swear an oath to defend and protect the Constitution. Basically, she's saying, I don't want to do the job. So how do you square that with making or saying your oath before getting your seat in the New Hampshire House of Representatives? But these are the kinds of people that say it's all about the power rather than being limited from expressing your own power.
That's exactly right. Here's a different one. So we're in in Nashua. I'm sitting here in Nashua, and there is an individual on the Planning Commission.
Oh, you like that one, huh?
Oh, well, I shouldn't even have told you that. I shouldn't have told you that because now you know who it was. But
yes, I do.
Yes.
Now she is no longer there.
She is no longer. Well, let me just finish this part. Let's just wrap
sure.
it. Yeah, we'll just do it anyway. So this individual who was, you say was, on the, I guess maybe this is why, but anyway, who was on the Regional Planning Commission said, private property rights get in the way of good planning. Wow.
Yeah.
Ouch. Ouch.
Read the next
rest.
One, too.
Private, and she also said, I think it was a she, yes, or maybe.
Yep.
Private property rights won't let us have the discussions.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is the former executive director of the Nashua Regional Planning Commission, something that most people don't know. It's a fourth level of government here in New Hampshire. Her name was Kerry Deers. And this was coming up during the Obama years where the whole idea of regionalization was coming to the fore, unelected, unaccountable, and unassailable bureaucrats that were going to basically take over the role of states, but in larger regions. And they just didn't like it during the Tea Party movement, where we were saying, you need to follow the Constitution. One of the pillars of our republic is the right to private property. So now, and without it, we don't have a republic. We don't have self-government. This basically says we're going to tell you how to live, how the state is going to be run, and plan everything for you as far as housing is concerned. We're starting to see a little bit of that with the last 2 years with local zoning board decisions being overridden by a new state board. You know, it's sort of like, let's bring New York to here.
This is a big deal. You and I need to talk more about that, because that's happening. I live in Bedford, and that is happening in my very own town, which is just adorable, I have to say. One of the reasons I moved there, but it is gradually slowly changing. Okay. Well, I got another one, but you know what I want to do, if it's okay with you? We're going to move on.
Sure.
None of those were Republicans. I didn't see any fine Republicans there, but maybe there are. And maybe what?
The Kearns quote. Excuse me.
Oh, she was a Republican, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Excuse me.
All righty. Bless you, whatever that was. Okay. So, Mr. Skip Murphy, I got to ask you, you got 1 minute, all right, to answer this one. And it's very important, but I didn't leave you much time. You're the father of a veteran, are you not?
I am.
Yeah. How do you feel? Go ahead.
I am ticked because I knew what happened in Saigon. And to see the same image of a helicopter coming into the embassy in Kabul really set off a lot of things. My son, both of my sons served. The Marines, one in 101st. He served in Afghanistan. He came back, severe PTSD, self-medicating. Now he's coming into some of the problems with the fire pit burning and all of that. He is now almost 100% disabled. And he looked at me and said, why did I do this?
Yeah.
Why did my friends have to die? And he is having almost survivor's guilt over this. This is not a good thing to somebody who has already been beat up by the system and, you know, was willing to lay his life down for this country just to go away. And, you know, the same thing for my friends when Vietnam was wound down. They said, why did our friends die? Why were they crippled? What was the purpose of this? The only thing I could tell them was, son, you kept them from attacking us again
during
that time period.
That's exactly right.
That's the major thing that I hope that all the veterans who served, both in Vietnam as well as in Iraq and Afghanistan, is that you, the grunts on the ground, you kept it there rather than it coming here.
That's right.
And for that, I will always be eternally grateful.
Perfect. That's exactly right. Well, thank your sons for their service. I thank you as a father, because I can only imagine. And we'll have to get you on and talk a little bit more about this, I think, if you would be willing. But Mr. Skip Murphy, co-founder, co-owner of GraniteGrok.com with a K, thank you for joining me this Monday morning. I appreciate it a bunch.
I love coming on to talk with you.
Ditto, ditto, ditto. Okay, what's your name again? Skip, have a great... I was about to say Granite Grok. Oh, yes, it is GraniteGrok.com. Okay. Thank you for joining me today. Have a great super day. All righty?
And you too, ma'am.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.